Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and Cyprus to develop roadmap to shape future partnership. India to conduct 16 census in two phases beginning from 1st October 2026. Union Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh arrives in Nagaland for two-day visit to Wokhard district. And COVID-19 positive case detected in Dimapur. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described the India-Cyprus partnership as one firmly rooted in shared democratic values and the rule of law. He said the friendship between the two countries is not shaped by circumstances or confined by borders. It has stood the test of time. Mr. Modi stated this while addressing media with Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides at the Presidential Palace in Nicosia today, following a delegation-level talk.
अध्याय लिखने का एक स्वर्णिम अवसर है आज राष्ट्रपति जी और मैंने द्विपक्षीय संबंधों के सभी पहलुओं पर व्यापक चर्चा की साइप्रस के विजन 2035 और विकसित भारत 2047 के विजन के कई पहलुओं में समानता है
During the delegation level talks, the two leaders discussed cooperation in the fields of defense, security, technology, healthcare, renewable energy, and climate justice. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi was conferred the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honor of the Republic of Cyprus by President Nikos. Expressing his gratitude, Mr. Modi said it is an honor for 1.4 billion people of India.
मुझे साइप्रस के इतने बड़े सम्मान से अलंकृत किया गया ये सम्मान केवल मेरा नहीं 140 करोड़ भारतीयों का सम्मान है यह भारत और साइप्रस की अटूट मित्रता की मोहर है
The honor marks a key moment in this historic visit, the first by an Indian Prime Minister to Cyprus in over two decades. The government today issued a notification to conduct the census. The notification issued by the Home Ministry said the reference date for the census shall be 1st March 2027 except for the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir and the states of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. For these areas, the reference date will be 1st October 2026. A report.
Will be conducted in two phases. The phase one is house listing operation in which the housing conditions, assets and amenities of each household will be collected. In the second phase, which is population enumeration, the demographic, socio-economic, cultural and other details of every person, each household will be collected. In this census, caste enumeration will also be done. The ensuing census will be conducted through digital means using mobile applications. Provision of self-enumeration would also be made available to the people. Very stringent data security measures would be kept in place to ensure data security at the time of collection, transmission and storage. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This census will mark the 16th national census since its inception and the 8th since India's independence. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Earth Sciences, Dr. Jitendra Singh, arrived in Nagaland today for a two-day visit to Wokhard district. In a series of posts on X, Dr. Singh, upon his arrival at Dimapur Airport, expressed excitement for the visit, adding that the Northeast today reflects Prime Minister Modi's transformative vision. He was warmly received by state and central officials, as well as local representatives. In Woka, the Union Minister met with Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton and local MLAs to discuss various centrally funded infrastructure projects and upcoming roadworks in the region. Also, in a post on X, Deputy CM Patton noted that Dr. Singh's visit brought encouragement and renewed focus to their shared vision for the people. Mr. Patton expressed gratitude for Dr. Singh's time, leadership and commitment to the development of Nagaland and the Northeast. The Union Minister interacted with civil society organizations from the district and reviewed programs and schemes with various departments this evening. He also launched a vision document on income generation from banana cultivation in Wokhard district, along with Deputy CM Patton and other local MLAs. Tomorrow, Dr. Singh will hold a review meeting with Institutes of Science and Technology. He will also visit Wokhard village to interact with the villagers and inaugurate the Dharti Aba Abhiyan awareness and saturation campaign. A COVID-19 positive case has been detected in Dimapur today. The patient is mildly asymptomatic and presently in home isolation and monitored. This was updated by Director Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Myrn Inla Senle. The health department said the currently circulating variants of COVID-19 are mild, causing illness with fever, cough, sore throat, which usually subsides on its own. The public are advised not to panic and follow COVID-19 appropriate behaviors. The Ministry of External Affairs has appointed Naga officer Aliawati Longkumar, YOA 2008, as India's next ambassador to North Korea. According to the official announcement today, the new ambassador is expected to take up the assignment shortly. Mr. Longkumar is currently the chargé d'affaires ad interim at the Indian Embassy in Paraguay. His appointment comes in the backdrop of India's decision to open its embassy in Pyongyang last year, following a temporary closure in 2021 amid the COVID-19 pandemic. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Commissioner of State Taxes, Nagaland, Abhinav Shivam, today highlighted the critical role of tax revenue in funding essential services and development projects. Addressing the inaugural event of the 5-day training on Goods and Services Tax, GST, for state tax officers in Dimapur, he noted that while Nagaland has seen modest progress in tax recovery and compliance, challenges remain. The state's remote geography, infrastructural limitations, and historical underdevelopment have hindered revenue-generating industries.
I acknowledge with a sense of urgency and purpose that our state is not the front runner in GST collections in average or per capita terms, and revenue leakage through evasion have severely affected our state.
Mr. Shivam said, despite challenges, the department has made strides, including recovering over 10 crore rupees in revenue arrears between February and May 2025. He described GST as a dynamic tax regime that requires officers to stay updated on reforms, which calls for continuous trainings. Mr. Shivam urged officers to address public misconceptions about taxation, highlighting its importance in financing infrastructure and services. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashwani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different practices to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Nadi Sodhana, or alternate nostril breathing. The main feature of Nadi Sodhana Pranayama is alternate breathing through the left and right nostrils without or with retention of breath while sitting in a meditative posture. The main purpose of this pranayama is to purify the principal channels of carrying energy to the body. It induces tranquility and helps to improve concentration, increases vitality, and lowers the levels of stress and anxiety. It also alleviates cough disorders. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asked state relief commissioners to prepare a district disaster management plan for each district in the next 90 days. Addressing the Conference of the Relief Commissioners of States and Union Territories and the Disaster Response Forces in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah emphasized upon the importance of having disaster management plan at district level to respond to disasters. Noting that the government is moving ahead with zero casualty approach in its disaster response, he underscored that avoiding disaster is not possible without environment protection.
पर्यावरण के संरक्षण के बगैर शत प्रतिशत आपदा से बचना असंभव है। अगर हम पर्यावरण की चिंता नहीं करेंगे तो आपदाओं को रोकने हम आपदा से बचाव की योजना बना रहे हैं साथ में आपदा ही न आए ऐसी योजना भी बनाने के लिए आगे बढ़ना पड़ेगा और मैं मानता हूं कि हर राज्य के राहत कमिश्नर ने इसके लिए भी अपने राज्य का एक कार्यक्रम कम से कम तैयार करवाना चाहिए जिससे आपदा आए ही नहीं.
To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and Cyprus to develop a roadmap to shape future partnership. India to conduct 16 census in two phases beginning from 1st October 2026. Union Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh arrives in Nagaland for a 2-day visit to Wokha district. and COVID-19 positive case detected in Dimapur. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.